Shalom Aleichem. We're doing our daily halacha, Siman Nun Aleph, the 51st chapter, learning the laws of Birchot HaShachar. A few interesting ones for today. So first off, the Shulchan Aruch writes, we're in Seif Zayin. Tzarech lechaven patuch mepasuk potech et yadecha. V'im lo chiven, tzarech lachzor v'lomra pam acheret. You have to have kavana, you have to have intention when you say the pasuk, potech et yadecha. And if you haven't had intention, you have to go back and say it again. So important is potech et yadecha, that if you didn't say it with kavana, you have to go back and say it again. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah explained that the main reason why we say Ashrei is for this verse, potech et yadecha. On a simple level, the reasoning is that this reminds us that all of our parnasa is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all from Hashem. Perhaps another explanation is that potecha de'adecha must be l'chol chai ratzon. Not that He gives us our physical needs, but He gives us ratzon. He gives us our desire to make the best of every single day. So you can have that intention, gives us ratzon. Or you could say He satisfies those who have ratzon, those who have a desire to connect to Hashem. That's who He satisfies. That's really explanation number three. Whatever it is, you got to have kavana. Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Chayadam, that you should say all of the psukim from there till the end, if you didn't have intention. Now, if you've already gone on in your tefillas, you're already at the end and there's no time to make it up, so then you can go back after tefillah and then say potech v'decha till the end. Okay? Second, again, there's no problem of repeating because these are just psukim and tehillim. The second halach I wanted to point out in this seif, chet, ein omrim zmirot merutzakim benachat. Don't say the songs, don't sing the songs when you're rushing. Rather say it calmly, nicely. One of the reasons, of course, why I love doing Karbach Minyan is because at least some of the songs we end up singing calms you down a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said it's better if on a freezing cold day you're just going to mutter everything. Better daven out in your home, seemingly even be a chiddush, than to rush everything and swallow words. So it's really important, it's really hard, but it's really important to say the words slowly. Count them like each word is more than money, their gold. And finally, chet. Ein remrim mizmor tet. Mizmor l'toda yesh lomram beneginah. You should say Mizmor L'Toda with a tune. I don't know if it means literally a niggin, although that's how I like to do it, I think. Or just saying it nicely, calmly, with a little bit of a sing-song voice, like the Sfaradim sometimes do. Because all of the songs will be nullified, but the Todah, gratitude, will always exist. Even in the future world, there will always be gratitude. In fact, gratitude is the key to not just happiness in this world, but to the next world. It's the only korban which will be brought. It's a key to a happy life. And certainly something that we can always ask ourselves, how can I be more grateful to Hashem, more grateful to people around me, will only bring more blessing into our lives. So there we go. There's our halacha for the day. Siman Nun Aleph. Again, say potech v'yatecha but kavana. Sing everything slowly and make sure you say Mizmor L'Toda with a song. Have a wonderful day. This was from Tel Aviv University in my little break. Hope you guys enjoy. And if you do, please spread these halachas to the world.